There's our Vibe Meister.
Oh.
Airline. Oh,
hey. Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
How you doing there?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay.
How's my watch?
Not bad. You're about three and a half minutes late.
Oh, really?
But not bad.
Fashionably late.
You're excused, Roscoe, because it's your anniversary.
Well, that was last week, two weeks ago.
What was the date? I thought it was the
27th. Flag Day, June 14th.
I thought it was the 27th for some reason. Why do I have that number in my mind?
I don't know.
Whoa. So, well, I missed it. Happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks.
And we didn't get any. None of us got made the one-year thing. Emily Post is going to shoot us.
Hey.
Well, we're working on it.
With a handgun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how you doing there?
Oh, pretty good.
Long time no vibe.
Yeah, no kidding. I had, like, free and uninterrupted Saturdays, a couple of them in a row.
Well, they kind of have it for me, aren't they?
It was kind of wild.
Well, it wasn't exactly an uninterrupted Saturday, the one where you peed in the in the corner at the Hangover Hop.
That was more than a couple Saturdays ago.
It was three ago, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The third, right, okay.
That was it, huh?
That was great.
I knew that I had a little bit of accuracy going there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful when it arrives.
Yeah,
it's sad when it vanishes.
Yeah. I heard you got right with Ringo.
Got right with Ringo. Yeah, that was wild. I guess that's what's been going on.
How is that lovable mop top?
Last weekend, yeah, Ringo, I met him. He was cool. He played drums good. Told me I was great. You know, I felt like I was in a Ringo song. Joe Walsh, Dave Edmonds, those guys were really funny.
They're all really short, aren't they?
Joe isn't short, but Dave is short.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
You know, it's that, you know, that short guy motivator gene.
Yeah, the showbiz thing.
Yeah, there's some kind of motivator gene there.
Especially if you're from Jersey.
That they get.
So, what's the vibe today?
I don't know, just kind of a nice day vibe. I've kind of been snoozing.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could. Well, I won't harp on about how I can't get the radio show.
Did you rock last night?
I went to a couple rock clubs.
Yeah.
I went to CBGB so I could hear Go to Blazes play through a PA, and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped by the Levi and saw the Black Flies.
Oh yeah,
Matt Surgery.
Hey, he's pretty inspired. He's pretty inspired.
What's the bass player's name? The guy who does Steven Comic.
Doug Allen. He's really cool, man.
Give a good plug to Steven Comics.
Yeah, there's a book. There's a book book length Steven collection that just came out. I don't know what the hell publishing company it's on, but Doug gave me a copy for free at the Hop, and I thought that was very cool. And it's a great rag.
Yeah, they were pretty good. They were pretty inspired.
Yeah, the Deep Hop thing's pretty weird.
Cymbals seem to have their own mic, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, D definitely cuts through. He's not a tapper.
Well, I was really impressed. I've never seen anybody that had a drink caddy mounted on their hi-hat stand.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. I mean,
have a coin box, too.
I mean, somebody should be on the phone to, like, one of those companies like Drum Workshop that makes the highly specialized gear, you know?
Yeah, but they'd make one out of, like, redwood or something, you know?
Oh, not redwood. You know, the way to do it is to get a hold of a boat company because they make them anyway and just...
True.
Use their fitting, and then it's just like a two solder point deal.
Well, see, with the boat company thing, you could get one to mount on a lead singer's microphone stand and put it on a gimbal, so like the drink stays even no matter what you do with the mic stand.
Yeah, that's what the boat things have them on there already.
Yeah. But we're sneaking up on the same thing.
Hey. It's a drink caddy.
Mm.
Right.
I guess it's a drink caddy vibe weekend. I'd like to, like, make one myself here, maybe.
Maybe mount one on your mic stand.
Well, mount one right here in my turret where I'm currently working.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So, I don't know. You guys got any new restaurants or anything? You've been out of town.
I've been out of town. Oh, the Keys were beautiful. It was just, you know, sea and sky and food and me and Miss Sally and boats and... All kinds of stuff, you know.
Sand?
No sand in the Keys. Do you know that? No beaches
really?
In the Keys. Yeah, it's just coral reefs.
Just
that's
plants?
Why there's no sand.
Oh.
So
do they have, like, seawalls around them, or?
No.
Or
well, yeah, I mean, at the docks they have seawalls, but,
right.
You know, once the sea rises, you just, the whole thing goes underwater. I mean, all the houses are built, like, high up on stilts.
Wow.
When the sea rises, the keys go under. You know.
That's great.
But
Sounds pretty exotic.
It was great. I mean, no one's ever going to find you down there, and people don't come looking for you down in the Keys.
It's one of those places that you can't drive through.
Yeah. Well, you can drive through, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't come out on the other side.
Not unless you got a boat waiting for you.
Right.
Yeah, not without pontoons.
There you go.
Boat culture. Great thing.
Boat culture.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I got to get Miss Sally's request item in. I'll write this down. Ape call. Doodle yada. Anyway.
Well, hey,
you're going to go see El Bridge backing up Johnny Powers and the great Gaylord tonight?
Tonight at midnight.
Yeah, at midnight.
You got to come after midnight.
Yeah, don't get there too early because you'll see a really terrible opening band called Woodpecker.
And they have a lot of horn players who don't normally play horns?
I don't know what they normally do.
Well, I'm personally out of the business of dissing bands on the radio. I have been for a few years. I've never seen them. Leo's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. Nice guys make bad music. I like Joe Bruch here, who's a real jerk, but his band is cool.
Oh, you guys are doing good there by yourself.
I just kind of get back into it, you know. You had too long off.
Well, you know, the thing at the show that
Where's the girl?
When you guys had the thing going, you know, El Bruch, yes, El Pooch, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
See, I thought you guys were going to remember my dad's thing, Bluch, you know, and then it was gone all the way around.
Nuts. You should have worn the belt.
Yeah, well, it didn't go with the shorts, you know.
Good point.
Well, there's one chuckle, so I think we can hang up now.
Okay, Rossigo.
We'll see you guys later.
Hey, the sound we all know and love.
Here you go.
Okay. Hey, where is the sound? What's this cart thing not working now?
Boy, we're sleepwalking through this one, gang.